礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他今天兴冲冲地打电话给美国同事 Amy。
Good afternoon, this is Amy.
你好 Amy, 我是陈豪。你现在有几分钟时间吗？
Yes, I was just about to start a new project, but it can wait.
我有好消息告诉你哎。
What is it?
我升职了，要到销售部去工作。
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell me about it.
我的上司觉得我到公司以来啊，社交能力大有长进，所以决定把我调到销售部去。
How do you feel about that?
当然高兴了，不过也有点紧张。
I agree. It is always a bit scary when you start a totally new job, working with people and processes that you don't know.
Amy, 我想一上来就让他们对我刮目相看。你能不能告诉我应该怎么做啊？
First of all, I would be careful about how I'd impress them.
你这话什么意思啊？我得让他们看看，我非常了解销售部的作业流程。这样他们才会觉得我是合适的人选啊。
My advice to you is to go slowly at first. Understand that there may be people in that department who think they should have gotten the job instead of you.
那我怎么做才能既让别人觉得我确实很有能力，而又不得罪人呢？
Ask intelligent questions about projects and processes. Let your coworkers share their knowledge and experience with you.
可如果我问一大堆问题，别人会不会觉得我不胜任啊？
Not at all. Listening to other people is the best way to learn what you don't know and how to do your job well. The other benefit is that you will get to know your colleagues.
好了，我不能再耽误你时间了。过几天有问题，我再向你咨询啊。
That sounds good.
两天以后，陈豪和 Amy 一起吃午饭。
How do you like your new job?
挺好的，我适应得很快，同事们也都很帮忙。
I'm glad to hear that you're getting off to such a good start.
但是也有那么一两个人让我觉得有点不自在。
What's going on with them?
他们好像是故意的，没完没了地给我讲办公室的各种小道消息，我真不知道拿他们怎么办才好。
The best way to deal with those people is to tell them that you feel you need to spend your time learning your job.Rather than engaging in office gossip.
如果他们不听呢?
As we Americans say, let it go in one ear and out the other.
好主意。我们中国人也说，一个耳朵进，一个耳朵出。